Hey, you got a brand new show, and I love it because we really want to get behind this because I love what you do. The season premiere of Iyanla, Fix My Life, is this Saturday, everybody, September 15th at 10 p.m. on OWN, the OWN Network,
wow,
Oprah Winfrey Network. Hey, Iyanla, tell us about the show.
Well, you know, Steve, so many people, you know, they having issues. You get them strawberry lettuce.
Right.
and many, many people would not be in the situations they are in if they had the right information, if they had been taught how to handle conflict, if they had been given tools and skills that support them in moving through challenges and difficulties. Most of us never got that. So really what I do on Iyanla Fix My Life is I go around, I respond to people who write to me, and I help them move through the challenge and the difficulties that they're facing. The thing is, they do the work. I just show up to give them the schools. They really have to fix what's required. And,
right.
You know, my first guest on the show is Evelyn Lozada.
That's what we want to know.
The estranged wife of Chad Ochocinco Johnson. I did the work. She wrote me, and I went and did the work with her before all the headlines. And then after the alleged interaction between them, I went back and worked with her again because it was a prime opportunity to see. Well, see, we talked about this, and now look how it has shown up. I think it was just grace. It was really grace.
Hey, let me ask you a question because I've met Evelyn off away from television and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really a sweet person.
She is. And Steve, like so many of the people who write a strawberry letter, she has a story and a difficult history with no skills, no tools, no information. None.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So when you arm her with those tools, then she can make her life better with your help.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it happened very quickly because, you know, Shirley, when you start to shift and change, everything starts to shift and change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a woman listening to this show that hasn't picked a boo-boo once in her life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of us have done it 3 and 4 and 5 times, but we didn't do it publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, our sister Evelyn did. And then why do you pick a boo-boo? I know why I picked mine. Do you know why you picked yours, Shirley?
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. I do now, after I went through it.
That's right. And the same thing with her. And it's amazing to me how unforgiving, how discompassionate we as women can be when we see our stuff being played out in public.
That's true.
That's really what it is. Now, somebody somewhere is making some money, you know, for displaying this, and we are watching it to the tune of 4.6 million viewers.
Come
but
on
then
now.
We want to tear her up when she has the courage to tell her story out loud. I think she's an example. I think she's an example for us and an incredible teacher. So we start there, but this is not a show about celebrities. Every other show is about everyday common people facing everyday common issues. I mean, I've got 4 children both with incarcerated parents. I had a grandmother, mother, daughter scenario where there was a breakdown in the relationship. I've got 6 women who tried to build the business together. I've got a woman who left her husband for another man and came back 3 years later. Oh, it's just juicy.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could have came back. It wouldn't have been at the same address. Oh, you can come back to town.
But
you move down the street. Leave me for another man for 3 years and come back. Well, what did she say on the way back? I got to watch your show.
Oh, yeah.
I got to watch your show.
And then what a perfect person to have a show like this, Iyanla, considering your life and your history and what you've gone through and the full circle with you and Oprah. I mean, just everything that makes me want to watch your show even more.
Well, you know, I thank God for the opportunity to turn my lessons into blessings.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I've done, the mistakes that I've made, the skills that I've developed, the grace and the blessings that I've received, you know, to be able now to use that to bless other people. And that's really what I do. I don't do the work. I know it says, I'm going to fix my life. But fix means
Wow.
She just gives them the tools.
You know
I
what?
Love that.
I love because it's just like success. It's like people want to become successful, but all you have to do is learn the principles of success. You apply them to whatever. And these life tools that you're able to teach people, it's the tools on how to move past something, how to forgive, how to get over that. Those are great tools that people have to have in everybody's life.
You know, the main tools that there are three tools, Steve, that I think so many people are missing. And if they had, their life would be better. Number one, how to tell the truth. Oh, my God, we make up the most incredible stories about ourselves, about other people.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I am. Tell the truth.
That's me.
The truth is standing there butt naked in front of us, and we will believe a lie. So, number one, how to tell the truth.
Okay.
Number two, how to forgive
yourself
and other people.
Yes.
How to forgive yourself and other people.
Yes.
And three, and this is the one that, oh, my God, how to make a choice that honors you. How do you make a choice that honors you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to take other things and people into consideration. But one of the worst things that we do in life is choose to do things, choose to be things to please other people. Because eventually we become angry, resentful, and bitter. My thing is that we know how to be doctors. We know how to be lawyers and trash men and husbands and wives. You know what, Steve? We don't know how to be people.
Man.
Somewhere along the line.
Come on,
we
young.
We were never taught how to be people. We know how to do things. We don't know how to be who we are.
That's awesome.
We don't know how to be that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, everybody, this show airs this Saturday, or September 15th. September 15th, it's a part two. It starts September 15th, Saturday, September 15th, 10 p.m. on OWN. Hey, Iyanla, where do you shoot your show?
Anywhere the people live. They write me, and I go to them.
Oh, you travel.
Here's what I love to do.
Here's what I love to do. I want you to come on my show. I would love to have you on the show because we could cross promote because it, you know, I'm just into that. I'm just into doing the best show that I can. I don't care what network it's on. I love Oprah. I love what she's doing. I want her to be a success. I want you to be a success. If I can help in any way, I would love to. I'm inviting you. I'd love to have you as a guest because I love what you say.
Okay. All right. I'll have my people call your people.
Do that. Hey, y'all. Don't forget, September 15th, 10 p.m. on OWN Network. That's Oprah Winfrey Network. The show is called Iyanla Fix My Life. This is great. Thank you so much, Iyanla.
Thank you, and good luck on your show, Steve. I love it.
Thank you, darling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.